For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Sleepers Podcast, Thursday, March 7th. Carter Elliott's house might burn down in the middle of this.
Yeah, the outlet over in the corner of the room where I record at all of a sudden just like started like smoking and sparking. Not an electrician by any means. Don't think that's good though. But we're going to power through. No pun intended. I don't even know if that's a power joke because of electricity, but we're going to power through.
Not an electrician podcast?
Not an electrician podcast, more of a TaskRabbit podcast.
Got it. Okay. How tired are you?
Very.
Me too. We slept probably, you slept less than me. I slept 4.5 hours last night in Champaign. You had to write a Michigan State Northwestern preview.
Yeah.
At 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then we got up and hit the road. And here we are to podcast. I don't know how this is going to go, folks. We are going to somewhat try and rush through this episode with all due respect to our lovely listeners out there because we need to get to our Illinois-Purdue recap that we still haven't done. We'll have a Michigan State-Northwestern recap up at some point later tomorrow morning as well when you're listening to this episode on Thursday. Bud Cart, first, I have a pretty simple question for you. Do you know what time it is?
Mailbag time?
Well, it's almost time for the NCAA tournament, and as the college basketball season comes to an end, it's only heating up at MyBookie, where you can turn your basketball knowledge and skill into wins. Every shot, every spin, every bet opens the door to a payday. Whether you're backing Michigan State to survive the Boo Zone or Boo Darius to not shoot the ball, down two with a chance to drive a knife through Tom Izzo's 25-year run, and he passes the ball, whether you're betting on that, or seeking the thrill of a casino win, MyBookie provides a world-class betting experience. Secure a 50% bonus on your first deposit with promo code SLEEPERS and experience the thrill of backing your favorite team, hundreds of player props, and the allure of MyBookie's casino. That's promo code SLEEPERS to cash out, win, or let it ride with me and my best friend Carter Elliott at MyBookie. Let's get to the YouTube comment of the day, Cart. What do you got?
The YouTube comment of the day is actually not even a YouTube comment. My comment is I want to send a shout out to the Purdue Boilermaker social media team for using our voices in their like little mini video that they do for the game. It was pretty fire, pretty cool to hear. So that's my comment about a non-YouTube.
So your comment is today's comment of the day.
It's my comment of the day.
Okay. That was very cool. Shout out to the Purdue social team. Yeah, we could probably spend a whole hour talking about Purdue and Illinois thoughts that have nothing to do with the game, just our trip and what we learned about fans and the programs and the players. We had a great time. Do we want to quickly hit some highlights from our trip before we do comments from the Discord, Cart?
I mean, just genuinely cool experience, to be honest. Still surreal, still doesn't feel real to me, but just an amazing experience, really.
Yeah, was really fun. This is the first time we've gone somewhere as sleepers this season after doing it all of last season. And the broad takeaway from my standpoint was I don't think I realized how much you and I have grown in a year. And that was really cool to see tangibly in person. Like we went to Champaign last year. We went to this gym and had a great time and met people and it was fun. This year, it felt like there were so many people that came up and said hello. And honestly, like people were so kind to us. People thanked us for the work we've put in this year. Just wanted to talk ball with us. Had a lot of really good basketball conversations. Met fans from both sides, Purdue fans and Michigan State fans. Purdue fans and Illinois fans. At the bars, at the arena, family members, media members, staff members, players even, Braden Smith and Zach Edey, special shout out to them. Super, super nice. Those guys are the real deal in person. So, it was fun. Zach Edey watches your men's league highlights or at least sees pictures of you, your comments?
I just hate that it's right after being compared to having the same drip as Trey Holloman. That really is going to eat me up inside.
Yeah, we'll save this for the Michigan State recap, but Trey Holloman is an all-time swag biter. Like, this man can't do anything originally. He never has in his life. It's insane. So for you to be compared to Trey Holloman is a bad look for Sleepers Enterprises.
Sorry about that. Not much I can do.
It's all right. I feel like there was something else from this trip that I'm not saying. Anything else? Shout out to our hosts. We had a couple of hosts, Colin Dilworth and Brandon Wildman, that showed out and kind of took us to stops along the way. We greatly appreciated that. Coleman Hawkins' uncle said hello. That was cool.
Coleman Hawkins' uncle did say hello. It was a great time, man. It really was, truly.
Yeah, all around good time. Okay. All right. Let's get to the comments. Join the Discord. There's a link in the description of this video. If you'd like to support the show, we'd love to see you in there. Let's do the one sentence rule for this one today. Where do we start here? I believe we've got Sean Vowles saying, thoughts on Foster Pavilion's camera angle. Some people really hate it.
Is that the Baylor?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, I hate it. It's awful.
I haven't really noticed it that much, to be honest. But
it's just like super like far away high up.
I also try not to watch Baylor very much, so that might be part of why.
Love Baylor.
Crumb says, is TKR just a great value brand Coleman Hawkins? I don't know what that means, but I would think no.
Yeah, just no.
No. Malik Perry says, like the fix, MSU with DK, but I would give the guys on the team a chance at big roles before you get replacements. But there's a lot to consider with each option. Would you like to give Michigan State's small role players big roles?
Yeah, because they look so awesome in their small roles.
Dylan responded and said, Malik, we're going to be 16-15 next year if we give our guys a chance at big roles. Yeah, you might end up with that many losses this year still, right? Isn't that
in play? It's still very much in play.
15 losses, very in play. Not that I have done the math, but I've definitely done the math. I definitely did record. I had my camera out recording myself reacting to what I thought would be a boo-boo-y three dagger for the win. This man passed the ball, Cart. I can't get over it. He passed.
I need that film sent to me if you didn't delete.
I was so mad. So mad. Jack MCM says, would Purdue go 4-2 if they lost Edey for 6 games? I think they would.
I think they would too.
Yeah. Lost in any sort of concept of like 4-2 being an achievement here is that Northwestern's the third best team in this league and they just scored 47 points in a basketball game and look horrible.
And had a chance to win.
And I get that, like, they're hurt, but like, this is a topic today. This league, no one's going to convince me this league's good. You're not going to do it. I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to be like an advocate for this conference, and I do. I love it. But I need to hold it accountable, okay? I need to be honest about it. And right now, there's a bunch of bad basketball teams pretending they're good basketball teams. Trent Frazier is GOAT, said Cart had the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever and take Curbelo as his down transfer guard. Was hoping Greg would let him think on it and see if his mind went there. Would you have gotten to Curbelo before I said it?
No, I actually would not have. No.
Yeah, I forgot he existed for a while. Shout out to 24/7.
He does exist, right?
Are we sure that we didn't, like, dream the whole Curbelo thing?
I can't confirm and say to you right now that I truly think it's a real thing.
He does feel like if I made, like, a my player on 2K, the career arc would just be Curbelo's. Pretty boring.
100%.
Yeah. Malik Perry now says, I have to give credit to Michigan State players for putting up a fight with Purdue. Greg, I would like to say you're 100% right. We're over here crying about our record. Time to grind. with BUU being our first victim. I think that meant Boo. Congrats, Malik. You got Boo as your first victim.
Sick.
Luke Hunger was auto bench for the first 18 minutes of this game. You had 20 points at halftime. UK says Hen God and Big Lumber. Since this is my first season as a sleeper, I was wondering what the plan is after Selection Sunday. Will sleepers be doing a full personal bracket breakdown with each of your picks, or do you have other plans? I don't know what our content's going to look like that week. That's still very much up in the air for a variety of reasons. I think we've alluded to this. We have some really, really awesome announcements coming about opportunities we've been given at the end of the NCAA tournament. So just not to spoil it, we're going to be doing something at the Final Four that I can't wait for you guys to hear about. And you're smiling.
People are going to lose their marbles when they hear this.
Truly. Yeah, it's wild. I don't mean to gas it up too much, but for the actual NCAA tournament that week, we'll have previews and recaps of every single game. We have a dream team assembled with some new faces that are helping out with that, along with some familiar faces like Riley Davis and Brian Ralph and Lucas Harkins. So stay tuned on all that. For the Sleepers podcast itself, just going to continue being whatever we want, whatever three crazy things. If it's the Thursday of the NCAA tournament and I want to talk about how Nick Stauskas is underappreciated, we might still do that. Booby says, so Tipton made a post about Dillingham being committed to NC State, which sparked the question, where is NC State right now if they have the roster of this year plus Rob Dillingham playing 35 minutes a game for them?
They're maybe 1 to 2 wins better. That NC State team is bad.
How is Rob seen nationally was his follow-up.
Ooh, I definitely think he's seen as like, it'd be like stats, but empty. Whereas now his stats are like, they equate it to winning.
I have a take that the only reason Dillingham works is because Shepherd balances him out perfectly.
Oh, it is a great balance of a backcourt.
Yeah. Like you can't have the chaotic swagger of Dillingham without like a boring glass of milk by the book Shepherd. Like, that's just perfect. I think if you put Dillingham in a different situation, it would honestly teeter on the verge of disaster. But I think he'll be a very good NBA pro. Just college program, NC State, don't think that would work out. Guy says, my pre-draw Final Four, Arizona, Creighton, Nevada, Dayton. I don't even want you to respond to that. I despise Guy for continuing to push these narratives. Lyrex, I can never tell if these are L's or I's. Lyrex says Cart's club's just sitting behind him as a golf enthusiast losing his mind. Can we get a what's in the bag? You too, Greg.
Yeah, coming soon. We'll have a little what's in the bag. I did get new sticks, so I'm very excited about those.
What's your favorite club in the bag?
My favorite club in the bag? Three wood.
Oh, I thought you were a 7-iron guy.
No, hate all irons.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I like 7-iron and in anything like that. Can't wait. Detroit's Coldest says, is Dayton more likely to make a Final Four or lose first round? Lose first round.
Yeah, easily.
Jew Bowie says, is it possible that Chris Collins became a good coach because he is no longer handsome? He's gotten older and no longer can get away with being just handsome, so he had to become a good coach to compensate. We also may be seeing this happen with Hoiberg. Something to think about. One of my favorite questions that's ever been asked in this channel. It's a great theory. However, you lost me at Hoiberg because Hoiberg is intensely handsome.
Maybe getting more handsome by the game.
Yeah, let's not ever insinuate that Fred is getting less handsome. Collins, I would buy the theory for, but keep Fred's name out of your dirty little mouth, Jubui. Carter Bullhouse says, are you guys one bracket people, or do you fill out a bunch of brackets every year? I am a one bracket person. Stand behind your beliefs. Like, you don't get to game the system and be proud that you won a bracket contest because you had 20 different champions. That's nonsense.
Yeah, one bracket. Same here.
Yeah, that's how we are going to do a sleepers bracket contest. More info to come, but every Discord member will get a free entry to that. It'll be open to the public as well, and you will only be allowed to submit one bracket for that. Okay. Unless you want to buy multiple Discord memberships, then you can submit as many brackets as you want if you want to do it that way. Guy says, is Guerrier just clutch? Guy, I don't know what stream of consciousness you're on right now. What does this mean?
You're worrying me. Like, I've been seeing like some wild tweets from like the boxer Ryan Garcia as of late on Twitter. Guys, give me those same vibes. Like, blink twice in the Discord if you're in trouble.
I think that we might be responsible for Guy's spiral in the comment section here, because we put him on that task of doing all the graphs of how teams lose, because they're hilarious. And I think we might have broke his brain.
That's all. Well, that wouldn't be the first person we broke.
We've broken a lot of people. Boom Fizzle 79 says, don't have to read this on the pod. Too late for that, Boom Fizzle. I know Greg was saying that slowing down the game wasn't working for Purdue in the first half, but controlling the tempo turned it around in the second half. What do you think the difference was? I think I was wrong for saying tempo was part of why they were losing in the first half. I should have been patient and seen how it played out. Ultimately, I thought it wore Illinois.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Down. I think Purdue could have had a lead at half if they attempted to get some easy buckets, but ultimately that didn't matter. And being so deliberate ended up wearing Illinois as the game went on.
Keep it simply put, hashtag paint nose.
Matt Painter outcoached me. That's what happened in that.
Who could have called that one?
Milty24 says, was this an outlier for Illini offense not even getting to 80, or a blueprint if you're able to slow them down and pack the lane against a mask and force TSJ into tough shots, they can be vulnerable? Limited TSJ didn't help. He never seemed to be able to get into a rhythm. Credit to perimeter for how well they defended on the perimeter.
Why was there so many perimeters in that?
I don't know, but I like it.
It threw me off.
I think there was only one perimeter there.
I swore you said it three times.
No, there's only one perimeter there. Do you have an answer to the question, or are you just trying to pick at how many times he said the word perimeter?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you.
Okay. I don't think it was a blueprint. I think it was more of an outlier, and I think that Edie in general is a horrible matchup for a team with Terrence Shannon. I will say this. We'll mention this in the recap as well. You're seeing some of Terrence Shannon's limitations. This is why he's not the player that everyone wanted us to believe that he was last week, the second best player in the country. He has no answers when he can't bully ball his way to the rim. And when you have a 7'4" monster at the rim, you are basically unusable in the half court. That's what happened to Terrence Shannon.
Yeah. And that's something that can be replicated, I think, by the way. Not saying really? You can replicate, I don't think you can replicate the 7'4" part. But I think there are teams that could guard them similarly. Similar to the way that Purdue did.
No. Say the word.
Similarly. I think I'm having a stroke.
Similarly.
I can't. Oh my God. I can't say it.
I'm gonna need you to say it before we move on.
Similarly.
You said that's not it. You said similarly. Say the word. You have similar. Say similar.
Similarly.
Let's go. Great work. Is your house burning, by the way? I see you looking around. Okay, Coleman's Burner says, when will the pain go away?
Never. It never go. It might subside. It might intensify, but it'll never truly go away.
The thing is, I know you actually mean that, too.
I do. It'll never, ever truly go away. It'll always somewhat be there.
Evil Penguin says, brought up in the Purdue chat and was recommended to bring this up here. Where does this Illinois win rank in Purdue's wins this season? Arizona was two top three teams. Tennessee, top 10 teams neutral. Marquette, similar. Wisconsin on the road was ranked considerably higher in winning the Big Ten at the time.
This would probably rank as like, I'd call like sixth, seventh best win.
Yeah, I think it might be number two on the memorable chart, and it might be six or seven on the best win chart.
Yeah.
It's memorable for some intangible reasons that have
every Maui win was better than that.
Yeah.
You know, Arizona. But
this one was more special than Maui, though. Like,
yeah.
Than some of them. So, yeah. No View says, besides obviously the subscriptions to the Discord, are you happy with how it turned out? Is it functioning like you wanted, giving you the conversations you were expecting to hear? Or has the banter in here at times felt like Twitter blue?
I think it from time to time can get a little Twitter-ish, I guess is the word I would use for it. But for the most part, I have enjoyed like the establishing of the community and the dialogue.
I have really enjoyed it. I also enjoyed the change we made last week. I know we had to talk it through, but I think it's helped everybody stay a little more focused on where to engage and stay out of some of the Twitter blueness of it. It enhances my day-to-day college basketball viewing experience a lot. I look forward to seeing what everybody's saying in the Discord every single day. And yeah, I'm overall very happy with it. Ryan the Clank, a.k.a. Ryan the Lion, says, I get MSU has lost three in a row. Is there a chance we could be slightly overlooking some things? He went into detail, like really into detail on this, just for the sake of time. I'm just going to leave it at that since we didn't even answer this until after they beat Northwestern. Is there a chance that we're overlooking some things and that Michigan State is not as dire as it felt before the Northwestern game?
No, this team's bad. This team's bad.
It's bad, but it has hope that it could win a couple ugly games in March. Like,
we'll
do more of the recap.
No, it doesn't.
With Tyson and Malik playing the way they did in the second half, you can. You 100% can. Ryan the Clank also is calling me out for a bad take. He says, what preseason take do you think aged the poorest? And then he linked a screenshot of me saying, I think if you asked Tennessee if they'd rather have Dalton Connect or Olivier Kamwa back, they would take Kamwa.
That's tough.
I did not know who Dalton Connect was at the time.
Sleeping on the whiteboard.
Well, yeah, that kid's special. My bad. I figured if Mike Woodson recruited you, there was not that much to read on. O2 the Doe Double G. Wow. Says, I have no idea how to use this platform, but I follow your YouTube channel, and I want to support what you guys are doing over here. I'm a big fan of your content, even when I disagree with some of your takes and opinions. I'd love to wear a sleeper snapback or t-shirt or hoodie if you guys ever start selling gear. Boiler up. Thank you, O2 the Doe Double G. Appreciate you. That's very nice. And welcome. I don't think we gave you a welcome shout-out, so thank you very much for joining. And the support means the world. Speaking of that, this is a good time to mention Riley Davis was texting us this week and now is saying he'll join the Discord in the summer.
It's not happening.
Yeah, I feel like we're just getting like he's pulling the football back every single time. Your Serbian boiler says a haiku, if you will. The game was so tight. One shot and Smith says good night. Boilers win outright. Snaps. Purdue Boiler 83 says, did this moment seal up defensive player of the year in the Big Ten for Zach Edey? It's the block and or foul call that was not called on Coleman. Your thoughts?
I still think Cliff Amarui is the defensive player of the year in the conference.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that. A lot of screenshots of officiating rules exchanged between Purdue and Illinois fans in the last day. Any comment on that?
I think stripes were great.
Stripes were fantastic. Boomfizzle79 says, okay, we need to know each of your top three annoying things that the other person does during your road trips.
I mean, I can answer this for Greg. One of the annoying things that I do is I have to pee a lot. I have the smallest bladder that known to mankind. I have to pee constantly. It just is what it is. Nothing Greg really does, to be honest. That's just like annoying to me in any way. Sometimes you breathe kind of loud, but that's about it.
Yeah, I'm a mouth breather. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm also perennially congested.
Okay. Yeah, but that's like nothing. That's all I got.
Yeah, I'm working with what I got. Yeah, your bladder was an obstacle. We were waiting for Braden Smith, and like we were very clearly like 60 seconds away from him coming to say hi to us. And you were like, I got to go. I can't hold it. I got to go, Greg. So like there was a non-zero chance you were going to miss the Braden Smith interaction just to urinate. But you made good time.
But did I?
You made good time. But would you have regretted it after the Braden Smith interaction? Now, if you would have missed that, would you have been okay with it?
No, because that's a whole other thing. Not liking the discourse on the angle of that photo for me. I've been called wide, fat, tubby because of that photo, and it's really hurting me, hurting the brand.
Yeah, the bad part of taking so many pictures this game, which was really fun, is that some people are going back to the tubby conversations for both of us. I saw there was a couple comments that said, wow, Greg's really been eating a lot lately. And then you got the you're wide comment.
Wide hurt. Being called wide, I'd rather be called fat than wide.
Yeah, not great. Hey, constructive criticism. That's how I take it. I'm going to be in the gym going crazy tomorrow. I can promise you that. UK says, so it looks like John Calipari's sabotage plan is coming to an end soon with Louisville set to fire Kenny Payne. I think it was a resounding success. He buried the program even further, made the life of their fans a living hell, and will be on the Kentucky staff in a year or less. Perfectly executed. Thoughts on this 200 IQ move by John the Don Calipari to put a Kentucky plant in the Louisville program?
I don't want to say this or speak out of turn on this, but like Kenny Payne's like having like top recruits like visit campus and like on officials and things like that right now. It's kind of weird.
Don't say that out loud. You're not supposed to. Braden Shrewsbury says, who's the best player you saw before they were a somebody in college? And you were like, yeah, he's going to be a killer. And it ended up coming true.
I mean, I saw Cassius in high school and like I always knew he was going to be a killer. That's the one that comes to mind, but I don't know if that's like that really works. There's probably somebody else that I'm missing, but that's the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good one here, but I don't really have one. I coached against Ty Rogers one of my last years of high school ball. In the summer, we had a summer league, and Ty was like obviously a big recruit already at the time. He was an underclassman. We had our varsity team against him, and I was like, okay, see it up close and personal. That's a Big Ten player right there.
Oh, another shout. I watched John Blackwell because I played at Brother Rice. Really good friend of mine, coaches there. Played at Albion. My high school assistant coach, Rick Palmer. I want to go see him play. I could tell that he was like going to be really good. I actually really wanted State to get him because I thought he could be a piece. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, he's doing some good things at Wisconsin. I did kind of see that coming. We'll see where the rest of his career goes.
Yeah, good name. Mohill 93 says, I got into a spat with an Illinois fan at the game after Braden's dagger, and it got me doing some research. Illinois has not made a Sweet 16 since D. Brown and their team, since D. Brown and their team this year has yet to beat a top quality opponent, unless you count Wis Fraudson or Mid Atlantic. Is it time for Illinois fans to expect another first weekend exit?
No, they'll score enough to make it to the second weekend.
Think there is a very firm possibility Illinois is out in the first weekend.
There's a very firm chance that a lot of teams go out in the first weekend.
Yes, there is, including Purdue. Let's move on. Luke says, if Purdue loses to another double-digit seed and wastes Edie's whole career, should the program disband?
Disband's a little much. It should be frowned upon, though.
Yeah. No comment. The march is fluky. That's all. It's just fluky. I hope it flukes your way this year, Illinois and Purdue. Like,
yeah, get fluked.
Get fluked. Fletcher says, if a person can't spell someone's name correctly, should they be allowed to discuss and pose questions with the rest of the adults at the table? I think that's a shot at Luke, who may have had to edit his comment to say Edie. The final question from Fletcher is it time for Illinois to move on from Brad Underwood? Since becoming head coach at Illinois, he's never made a single Sweet 16 in his six full seasons. For reference, at this point in Painter's tenure, he made two Sweet 16s. Izzo made it two or past the Sweet 16 five times, and Juwan Howard, LOL, has made it two or past the Sweet 16 two times.
Fluky.
I hope Illinois and Purdue fans can, like, take a couple months off from each other after this one.
They need a break. They need time.
Yeah, just take a couple deep breaths here. Okay, all right, that's everything today. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Let's move on. Okay. Topics. First topic, Mike Woodson's being retained. Your thoughts?
Honestly, I think I'm in the minority of this, but I can see why they retained Watson at least for one more year. I think you give him one more year. Sorry, Woodson. My apologies, man. That's on me. I know. Just cut me some slack. Damn it. I think Woodson does deserve one more year. We were actually talking about it last night. I think I think a lot is discredited what he did the previous year. Like, I think that he had a hand in what Huschifino did, and he had a hand what Trace Jackson Davis did. And I think he made a mistake with banking on Xavier Johnson this year, and made a mistake with how he built that roster. And I think that with McNeely coming in, I really like him as just build out from there. I'm not saying he's got to be the centerpiece, but like, that's a really good piece. And you learn from your mistakes. You learn from going all in on Xavier Johnson. You learn from, you know, the roster construction. And you had this one year to fix it. Now, I ain't going to have you back if you blow it this year, though. Like, if I don't see something this year, then I'm going to be like, okay, now it's time to actually make a move and do something. But, like, I think one more year is fair enough.
I am surprised they announced it now. I'm not surprised they're retaining him. I'm surprised, like, with a week left in the season, they're like, that's our guy. And maybe they did this because of the rumors there was going to be like an all out everybody departure, right? That was the rumor this week. We were going to do a segment on it before they announced he's back. Like, supposedly every single Indiana player claimed they were going to leave. Although the rumor was that every Indiana player claimed they were going to leave if Woodson stayed. So if those rumors are circulating and then they announce that he's back, do you think the rumors are actually true? Do you think there's a mass exodus?
I think there might be a mass exodus, but like, they also probably had a thought to themselves. It's like, you're looking at somebody, you're like, yeah, I'll leave. But like, you want that person to leave. And you're like, the door's open and that person's like, I'll do it. Like, you don't think I'll do it, I'll go. And you're kind of like, okay, you can go. And they're like, I'll do it, I swear I will. You don't think I will? I'll walk right out that door right now. And you're just like, oh, okay, you can go ahead for the fourth time. I said it, go right ahead and go. So it's like, what's really exodusing? What's leaving?
Exodizing? Like, what's the verb for exodus?
Leaving.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if I could pay my way to a mass exodus in Ann Arbor, I would. Like, where do I sign up for the mass exodus train?
So Indiana's currently in a healthier spot than Michigan.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know who's going to leave or who's not. The rumor was everyone except Gabe Cupps will leave. That tickled my heartstrings a little bit.
Woodson's just looking around, everybody's gone, and like, Cupps in the back, like behind the chair that he can't see over. He's like, I'll stay with you, coach.
Oh, dog. It's the scene from Coach Carter. And Mike Woodson's just walking at midcourt, like, if y'all ain't with me, get out. And every single play, like Khalil Ware and Malik Renault look at each other like, yeah, okay, let's go. They hit it. And then meanwhile, Gabe Cupps is just running suicides in the corner.
Like, Gabe Cupps just out of nowhere, a spotlight comes out. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate.
His cardio's just jogging on the sideline by himself. Like, I'm here, coach. Okay. Yeah, I think this is a – I don't know if Woodson back or not is a good thing. I think players leaving would be a good thing. You need to completely rebuild the roster. You have a good starting point with Liam McNeely. You – have access to paying players. You have a budget that we believe can go out and get some of the best transfers in the country. Woodson, I like the concept of like, Woodson knows the pressure's on, so go do it. And yeah. If he doesn't do it, then okay, you deal with it, but at least the terms are clarified. So congrats, Indiana fans, or maybe more importantly, sorry, Indiana fans, for you needing to deal with this for another year. Topic number two, pretty simple on this one today. Is anyone from the Big Ten? How do I want to do? We could literally do this as broadly as, is anyone good? Obviously, Purdue's good. And obviously, Illinois' offense is good. And right now, nobody else is good. Like, so we went through, like, Wisconsin's good. We went through Michigan State's good. Neither of those are true. I think Northwestern was good when they're healthy. Right now, they're very limited. And I think Nebraska's actually all right. I think Nebraska and Minnesota can both be good basketball teams. But, like, they're inconsistent. Right now, Minnesota's losing to Indiana at home in the background as we record this. So, like, I'm not convinced anyone in this league's good. In fact, I think it's really, really bad. I think this is, like, a historically down year, other than Purdue being really good. But it kind of is a thing where I'm wondering, like, have we all accepted Purdue's super great because they're running the table through a league that has nothing? I know they were great in the non-con. I know they were. But I just have questions as they like keep beating teams by seven that look horrible every other time they play basketball. That's been going on for like 2 months. The numbers, the metrics say Purdue's more like the 12th best team than the first best team. And they're way better. Nobody else is even in the same stratosphere as them. So, like, at least the ACC has North Carolina and Duke. At least, I don't know. I guess the Pac-12 only has Arizona, but it feels like it's Purdue. And, like, we all pretended Illinois was really tough for a while because they had Twitter fingers and a fun offense. So, I'm sorry. I'm talking in circles. Are any of these teams going to do anything notable in March? Give me a reason why I should expect that to happen.
What's the cutoff of notable?
I don't know. Like, last year's results weren't notable, right? Michigan State made a Sweet 16. That was it.
Yeah, I think there is one team capable of making a notable run, and that is Purdue. That is the only one.
So, like,
I feel good about that when I think about it the way I want to think about it, which is just like Braden and Edie, like, yeah. Just the Braden Edie show, and like that can, let's see where that gets me. And then the other guys roll it up, role player it up. So yeah, Purdue is good. Everyone else is okay. Illinois' offense is fun when they score, but like last night they did not look good.
Yeah, you just said in the comments that Illinois is a Sweet 16 team, though.
Yeah, that's not notable.
A Sweet 16 is not notable?
No.
Why?
Because you just said Michigan State made a Sweet 16 last year, and that wasn't notable.
That was a notable run. It didn't make them a notable team. It was a notable
run.
Okay,
then in that case, there are two notable runs, two teams that are capable of notable runs. It's Purdue and Illinois, and that is it.
You don't think there's a world where Boo Booey drags lifeless corpses to a Sweet 16?
Not if they don't have everybody. Like, he needs Ty Berry. He needs healthy Langborg. Like, he even needs healthy Matt Nicholson. Like, that, no, that's just not, no.
You don't think there's a world where Kisei Tominaga gets hot and Rank Mass dogs some teams and they win two games?
No, because they're not playing the games in Pinnacle.
You don't think there's a world where Michigan State has Tyson Walker and Malik Hall legacy games and gets a good draw?
I think a legacy game for those two leads to a first weekend win, and then they lose before they get to the second weekend.
I guess you and I are on different pages, because I still, despite my pessimism, I still think those five teams we just mentioned could make a Sweet 16 run. I think only one of them could make a Final Four, and I don't think I'd bet on any of it happening. But, like, it could happen. I think there's a difference between, like, saying it could happen versus it won't, and, like, I think these teams deserve it or not. Like, if we go through these, can we name where we think they actually should land in the tournament based on what we're seeing right now?
Like how far they go?
Yeah, like, to me, right now, I think Michigan State will lose in the first game.
Yeah. Yes.
Right now, I think Northwestern would lose in the first round, first game.
Yes.
Right now, I think Nebraska would lose in the first round, first game.
Yes.
Right now, I think if Illinois doesn't get the right draw, they could lose in the first game. And if they do get the right draw, I think they lose in the second game.
I think they make a Sweet 16 still.
I don't know what you saw at home against Purdue that made you confident in that team and make a deep run.
I saw a team that didn't score. Score, we win.
They're a one-trick pony who couldn't do their own trick in the biggest game of the season.
Just do the trick for two games.
Okay. I don't feel confident saying it's going to happen. I know there's a path
At least they got a trick.
It's not that much of a trick right now.
The other teams you named are legless ponies.
But, like, didn't this happen last year where we were like, Purdue is generational
because
they beat up on everybody and they ran through the knockout. They're like, there's no way this team's generate. And then we got to March and the whole narrative flipped and it was like, oh, the Big Ten was actually hella overrated.
Fluky.
So, like, what shouldn't we remember that part of this as it's March now? Like, I feel like I watched the Big Ten get worse from last year to this year. That's what I feel like I watched happen.
It did, but it got worse, but I think Purdue was better than they were last year, though.
I do, too, but I don't know that they're playing that way.
I don't know that they're playing that. I'll agree with you there. I do not know that they're playing that way, but if they're playing their best ball in the tournament, they are better than last year's team.
Okay. And look, this is not saying I'm not impressed by Purdue winning at Illinois at the end. I am. But, like, that first half was really gross from Purdue. Yeah. Like, really, really gross. Like, scoring in the 20s with, like, a minute left in the first half against Illinois is disgusting behavior, as Lurk likes to say. So,
yeah.
All right. I get this feels like a lazy topic. I don't even know how I'm supposed to clip that. Does the Big Ten stink? But I guess what's the over-under on tournament wins? If I said 5.5 total NCAA tournament wins for this conference this year, you taking the over or the under? If Purdue won a national title, they'd hit it themselves.
I think the smart bet would be the under.
See, I think numerically, if you believe in Purdue, you should take the over.
But I'm counting on 2 wins from Illinois, right?
If you get 2 from Illinois and a Final Four from Purdue, then you got it.
It's asking for a lot. That ain't easy.
I know. And that's, we sit here every single week and act like it's easy.
Well, sometimes it is, depending on the draw.
It's never been easy for those two programs. Has it?
Until now, everyone gets their break.
But so, like, that's why I think we've all season been on the bandwagon of they're a Final Four team and they're a Sweet 16 team because they're so much better than the rest of the Big Ten. And I think I just, like, got to the finish line of the season, watched the 3rd and 5th best Big Ten teams just play a 49-47 game, and came out of it being like, holy shit. The narrative that a program that's never made the second weekend and a program that's never made a Final Four are going to do that is crazy. Like, am I off base on this? I hope it happens, but I can't believe all season we've acted like it's going to happen.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm still pretty – not to ruin the next segment. When we do our next segment, I'm going to have Purdue in my Final Four.
Okay.
Are you?
I don't know, man. I'm tired. Let's do the final segment. What? Who are your Final Four teams right now?
My Final Four. Oh, Gregory. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay, man. There's so much bad basketball.
It's okay.
I just had to watch Trey Holloman hit 2 free throws to ice a 13-loss season and point at his wrist like he's a killer.
Yeah,
what has happened to the sport that I loved?
It's okay. The old men will get out of here and no more 23-year-olds, and hopefully we return back to the glory days. Hopefully. We can only hope. My Final Four
shoot
teams.
The ball, man. Boo wouldn't shoot.
That was a good look by Langbord, though.
Boo had a chance to be my savior personally, and he Illinoised. He let y'all off the hook.
You guys wanted it. You wanted that bad, huh?
Oh, yes.
At least the first step's admitting it. My Final Four teams are Purdue, Tennessee, Arizona, Houston.
Tennessee.
I'm in on Tennessee.
I can't keep track of if you like or don't like Arizona every week.
it changes day to day, truly.
I never feel like there's a reason for it. I feel like it's just if you see them on the list of teams or not.
I kind of just wake up sometimes like, wow, okay, that's Final Four, huh?
Arizona, huh? Okay. Arizona. All right, my Final Four is UConn. I think that's it. That's the only team I trust right now.
You can't just pick one.
It's UConn.
You love Braden.
It's UConn. It's Tennessee.
You love Braden.
Really going down this list trying to find other teams I believe in. Oh, Duke. UConn, Tennessee, Duke.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
and Braden Smith.
There you go. There you go. Get there.
But I don't feel good about it at all. At all.
Okay. That's okay. At all. That's okay. We have time.
We don't have that much time.
We have a little bit of time.
I do love Braden so much. And Zach. I love Zach too.
Yeah, they're killers.
One big thing presented by sleep apnea. What's sleep apnea?
I think it's when you have trouble breathing, like, through your nasal passages, which
that's me. That's what I have. That's why I breathe through the mouth.
Yeah, you can get surgery for that, and it'll like actually free it up, I think.
Oh my God, I would love that, but I'm not a surgery guy.
Yeah, Nick Fairley got that.
I won't be getting that. Big thing. What's your one big thing?
My one big thing is I had a generational dap with Zach Edey, and I'd never felt smaller in my life.
Ever. Yeah. You did. Actually, I thought you acquitted yourself nicely standing next to him. I thought you looked pretty tall still.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good for the brand.
It was really good for the brand. I mean, Zach told both of us that we're tall.
Yeah, he also hit us with the, after you said it, I gotta make sure I stand up straight too. I have bad posture. I'm like, do you? If you had good posture, would you be 7'6"? Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I was like, we took a picture and I looked at it and I was like, I've never stood that tall on my tippy toes ever. Like, that was that's the straightest I've ever stood.
Wait a minute, were you on your tippy toes in that photo?
No, I meant just like stand up straight.
Oh, okay. I was like, have some respect.
Yeah, I would never. But, yeah, okay. My one big thing is, I like Malort.
Ugh.
This was the story I wanted to tell. We were approached at the bar by some guy who I guess listens to the show.
Can I say his name? I know his name.
Yeah, say his name.
That's not doxing.
Just say the first name.
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny. Yeah, we were approached by Johnny at the bar in Champaign. And he comes up and just sort of sits down next to us. He's like, I got a game for you. We're like, that's the very first thing he said. And Cart and I are like, okay, we're in. He goes, who was the 9 seed in the 2022 Big Ten tournament? You and I looked at each other like, huh. First, we thought it was Michigan or Michigan State. And then we like kept sort of thinking we were just going to bullshit an answer. And then he was like, no. Like, if y'all get this right, I'll give you both $100. If y'all get it wrong, we take a shot of Malort. And I was like, well, I like Malort. And you guys didn't think that was real. Anyways, 10 minutes later, after much debate, and our boy Colin helping us out, he gave us the big hint. He didn't know, sorry, but he was like, I realized I was there. You weren't there.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember any of the matchups. And he was like, if it was the 8-9 game, it would have been the first game. The second day. And I was like, oh, I remember that game. It was Illinois-Indiana. It was Illinois-Indiana the next day.
Yes.
1 seed Illinois played Indiana, and Indiana beat Michigan in the 8-9. So we knew, we narrowed it down to Michigan-Indiana, and ultimately pulled the trigger on Indiana. The answer was correct. The man gave us a crisp $100 bill each, which we used to buy Dre Gibbs Lawhorn and Coleman Hawkins jerseys. And then Illinois blew an 8-point lead, and we all took a Malort shot that I liked.
Malort stinks.
Malort's great. Awful. Builds character.
It is awful.
Builds character. Your mental toughness is god-awful. That's the show. Hopefully it's better tomorrow. I'm sorry for making you listen to that. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.